flesh, bones, and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on, but I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't get when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die,
Komşent. A guru said to his disciple, I am starting a shop. The freedom shop. The freedom is on sale. The disciple asked, is it free? And Guru said, no. So what is the cost? The Guru said, your ego. But the disciple persisted. Any discount? Freedom is not cheap nor free. You have to earn freedom. And there should be burning desire to be free. The chains are tempting. You can get rid of the iron chains, but the golden chains are costly. And you want to have them. The bird in the cage is unhappy, but yet the bird doesn't want to leave the cage. Because the sky is insecurity. The sky is unprotected. The sky is uncomfortable. The sky is fraught with dangers. The wind the rains, the storms, the other enemy birds. There is no provision of food in the sky. Whilst in the cage, you get timely food. You don't need any job or profession for livelihood. You don't need 9-to-5 job. The food comes on its own accord, free of cost. No efforts needed. The sky is full of dangers. But the life of a bird, a caged bird, is a life of sorrow and suffering, internal frustration and depression. Spirituality is to become like the flying bird venturing into the unknown. A jump into the unknown. A perilous odyssey. A treacherous path where you have to face and encounter tempestuous storms, tornadoes, cyclones. But there is joy of freedom. Eternal liberty. Entails eternal vigilance. Constant watchfulness is freedom. Meditation is not about sitting at one place and meditating. Moment to moment watchfulness, moment to moment vigilance. So today's Murli is full of illustrations, symbolic depictions, highly loaded with metaphors and similes, and too much repetitions. Coming back to the same point. Let go. Let go. There's a tree. There are twigs. Colorful branches and colorful trees and birds. The twigs are many. Some are small, big, lengthy, short. Some trees, some birds are sitting on those branches and they are shouting, free us, free us, and free us. But there are three types. The clever ones, the weak ones, and innocent ones. The clever birds, they want to come near, but they are holding on to the twigs and branches. They keep shouting, but they don't let go. They want both things. They want freedom. They are not ready to give up. Weak ones are those, they want to become free. There is an intense desire for freedom. But they don't know the way, the methodology, the techniques. Innocents are really innocents. They have no idea that one should get free. They are happy there only, singing, dancing on the twigs. Some birds are near, but again there are three types. Those who are sitting on the fingers, those who are sitting on the shoulders, and those who are moving around. Those who are sitting on the fingers are those who follow Srimad and they are near to the Father. Those who are on the shoulder, again there are of two types. They are cooperative all the times, and they are cooperative sometimes and Viyogi at other times. And there are third ones who are touring around, moving around, perambulating. There are those who keep on saying, we'll do, we'll see, gay, the language they speak. So this is all the scenes. They all depict something. Get rid of tricks. So Baba has described four types of branches. First is that the S1, which is sanskar and swabhav, the nature, that itself has become a bondage. One's own nature, one's own sanskars, one's own tendencies, thoughts are the chains, are the branches. The fetters. The second is support, aadhar. They have taken props. That prop could be a person, an object, money, thing, or something. The third is attachment, lagav. Attachment. In all the spiritual literature, they don't use the word detachment much. If you read the spiritual literature of the world, the word that is used is non-attachment. There is a focus on non. Rather than using the word detachment, they have used the word non-attachment. It carries weight. It shows that you have to get rid of something you are attached to. And there are many souls who are unaware, like those innocent birds. They don't know they are attached. The attachment comes to the surface only when you get deprived from that particular thing. And the greatest in this is food addictions. People say we are not attached to anything. We just get whatever we have. We eat whatever that is served on the plate. But it is carrying heavy sanskars of attachment. Or to some person, or to some department, or to some boss, some person, some post, some position, or your own house, your own room. Forget that. Even the pen which you are carrying. If you see the same pen in somebody's hand, the first thought is, this is mine. And the fourth is L, kami, some deficiency of some virtue or some power. So these are the four types of branches. Sanskar, some aadhar, some support, some lagav, some attachment, and the fourth, some kami, some deficiency. So this is in crux, the essence of the Murli, in nutshell, what you have to do. Visualize yourself as a bird flying. I am flying. Just now imagine. I am flying. Breaking free of the cage. A venture into the unknown. Flap the feathers and fly. Unbound, free, uncaged, unfettered, unburdened. I am flying in the vast firmament. No fear, no bondage, no slavery, no prison, no chains. I am flying. This simple visualization helps. I want to fly. Slavery. Is a state of deep depression and frustration. While freedom, though it is full of dangers, it's itself a joy. Declutter task. Go and declutter something. Some decks, some drawer, some cabinet, some room, or your kitchen or bedroom. Remove things which are useless, which you are not using. And think, I am decluttering my own internal being. Clean the basin pipe, the clogged one, three engineers were working day and night to pass a wire through a pipe and the pipe was twisted. They tried so much, but nothing was working. The pipe was coming out. And then a beggar was sitting there, an unlettered, illiterate beggar. And he said multiple times, should I try? The engineers, highly intelligent here, silenced him. You fool. At long last, when they got tired and they couldn't do anything, after working day and night, they said, poor thing, would you like to try? He said, yes. He took the wire and tied that wire to a mouse. And the mouse went inside the pipe and the wire was there. Sometimes simple tricks help. So declutter. Probably while cleaning your room, you might clean some unlit nook and corner of your mind. While sweeping the floor, probably you might sweep some lingering, unhealed emotions. The third task is simplify your digital life. Uninstall unnecessary apps. Unsubscribe unnecessary mails. Remove all those things which you are not using. You can write a poetry, but poetry on what? A bird who is trying to let go of the branch. Poetry on the emotions of that bird. Nature walk. Go out and watch the birds flying. That's it. Watch them. The birds are flying. This is the simplest exercise. But watch them with mindfulness. Only watch them with all your attention. Feel the joy. You can do anything out of these. You can draw a bird or take the photograph of the bird or craft a bird with paper. These are all physical exercises, but they do help. And the last thing, symbolic gesture. If there is something you want to get rid of, write it. Write and release. Write it and tear it or burn it or flush it. That is the one thing. The second is write something and put it into a balloon. Blow the balloon and see it flying. Release it. And the third is plant a seed. Whilst planting the seed, think you are planting a new habit. Planting a seed is symbolic of something deeper that's happening in the mind. There are hundreds of other such activities which can be created. Symbolism of freedom. What is the symbolic of freedom in nature? A bird? Fire? A horse? Sun. It arises and the darkness goes away. So this is in short about today's Murli. The essence is freedom, liberty. The essence is becoming a flying bird, getting rid of attachments. Attachments are really deep. Simply by having theoretical and intellectual understanding of attachments, you don't get rid of them. You have to accept that attachments are there and they are the causes of your disturbance. Identify attachments, think of the ways and means, identify the disadvantages, the losses, the problems they are causing. Find out the ways, the clues, the methods, read, explore them, experiment. Then get rid. And this getting rid should become very, very easy rather than by force. Chodo to chute. Om Shanti.